This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Health, Senior Care, and Travel Health channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Diane Carbo, RN and CEO at MyVitalAlert.com and CaregiverRelief.com. Diane works with seniors to remain at home for as long as possible. She and her team identified a need for a simple-to-use medical ID system that provides specific health information for aging seniors. They have developed the next-generation medical ID system. Today, Diane is going to give the most important tips for traveling seniors. Do not forget to pack your personal health information. Diane, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, I'm excited to be here with you this afternoon.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Looking forward to hearing your message here as well. Tell me why personal health information is so important when traveling.
Well, actually, Eric, having your personal health information should be with you at all times, and that would be the ideal scenario. But most seniors feel that when they're close to home, they have somebody that may be able to relay the vital medical information for them if they're not able to communicate that information at any time. I don't know if you know this, Eric, but the average senior over 65 years of age has an average of 3 chronic health conditions and takes at least 3 to 10 prescriptions daily. Most doctors tell me that people come in, their patients can't remember their prescription information, and most have difficulty recalling all their past or medical or surgical information. So we all want to be safe and healthy while traveling, and having your specific medical information with you helps provide unfamiliar healthcare professionals important and specific information that can help avoid misdiagnosis and unnecessary costly testing and treatment. In an emergency situation when minutes count, even seconds count, accidents can occur when we least expect them. So it's just important to be prepared.
I couldn't agree more with that. What is considered important personal information?
Well, I think personal health information is important medical information that is specific to each individual. Your health history, your allergies, your list of medications. Depending on your health and medical history, it may include up-to-date tests or even laboratory tests. You may have an implanted device such as a defibrillator or an insulin pump, or be on medication that requires monitoring, such as blood thinners or seizure medications. The information you include can help you get the care you need in a timely fashion. And it's care the way you need it and at the appropriate level. So it's about your specific medical information can help you avoid, again, the unnecessary and costly tests and even misdiagnosis.
What important information should be included?
Well, according to the American Health Information Management Association, the personal health information you carry with you when you travel should include emergency contact information. Now, this should be someone who maybe is not traveling with you and a person who has access to all your medical and legal information, such as your power of attorneys and advance directives. It should also include a list of your doctors and their contact information, a list of your medical conditions, and including any past medical conditions that may be relevant, like you may have had a total hip at one time or a past history of a heart attack. And medications, a list is really important, and the doses that you take, including prescription and over-the-counter medications. And more importantly, and most importantly, is allergies. Make sure you include all your allergies to food or drugs on that list. Now, if you're traveling outside the U.S., I'm going to suggest that you may want to look into healthcare insurance options when you're abroad.
Certainly helpful information. Today we are joined by Diane Carbo, RN and CEO of MyVitalAlert.com and CaregiverRelief.com. Diane works with seniors to remain at home for as long as possible here on eHealth Radio's Health, Senior Care, and Travel Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Diane, who do you share your personal medical information with?
Well, each individual should make that decision whom they want to share or not share their personal health information with. And that's so important to make those preferences known to the nurses and doctors who are treating you, even in an emergency situation. This way, the healthcare providers will honor your wishes and share only relevant information with the person you trust to help you make decisions about your healthcare. This should be a designated emergency contact so that they can provide your personal health information in the event you cannot speak for yourself. The one major problem I see, Eric, with people is, and it occurs over and over again, is that the emergency contact person does not have the information often needed, such as a list of present medications, list of chronic conditions, or even allergies. So I strongly suggest when you designate a person as your emergency contact, please supply them with the information that I suggested. It saves time and it can save your life.
Most definitely. How should a person store their personal health information?
Well, I think the biggest concern of all is safety and maintaining privacy. There are so many ways you can safely store personal health information in a practical and convenient way. So even if you have an extensive medical and surgical history, you don't need to have a lot of bulky medical records to take with you. And I will tell you that traditional medical ID systems like bracelets have limited space and have the inability to provide information specific to you. So with My Vital Alert, we have created a mobile health platform so that even if you don't have a smartphone, it can be used. It is a simple, secure, cloud-based platform that allows access via a medical ID bracelet, necklace, key fob, or laminated card to alert first responders. And it allows ready access to contact your emergency contacts via one button to touch a phone call or a text, and it allows you to determine what information you want to make available. So I think that you want to provide a safe and secure system for storage to give you peace of mind, a system that allows you to turn off access to your material or information with one click. So if you feel like your bracelet or your card has been lost, you can just go into your system and turn it off and know that nobody has access to that information.
Sometimes it is very clear that most people don't think about this, and this has certainly brought attention to not only me personally, but those listening in without a question. So certainly appreciate these valuable tips. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip for the listeners today along the lines of what we have been covering?
Well, I think taking your personal health information with you is an important step in ensuring your safety while you are traveling away from home. So before you worry about how many carry-ons you should bring, be ready for the road ahead by ensuring that you are carrying your personal health information with you. Your life may depend on it. And My Vital Alert was specifically designed to save your life in an emergency and ensure that you are quickly reunited with your loved ones.
Once again, Diane, we thank you for joining us, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for your time.
And yours as well. We've been speaking with Diane Carbo, RN and CEO of MyVitalAlert.com and CaregiverRelief.com. Diane works with seniors to remain at home for as long as possible. She and her team identified a need for a simple-to-use medical ID system that provides specific health information for aging seniors, and they have developed the next generation medical ID system. And for more information, visit either MyVitalAlert.com as well as CaregiverRelief.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Health, Senior Care, and Travel Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.